This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
I'm trying not to make this whole show about the coronavirus and its impact on sports, but every now and then when I see something, I just want to point it out. Boston has canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade coming up next week.
What?
I know, right?
Man, that's
I'll be
like
honest with you.
Boston's third festival.
That's their thing.
Yeah. What else does Boston have besides
seriously
green beer on St. Patty's Day?
I mean, there's like a few places in America you'd want to go for St. Patrick's Day. I know in Savannah they dye the river green. I think they still do. I don't know if that's still a thing, but that's what they used to do. Chicago probably, and then Boston.
Yeah, that's what's, right? What's going to happen next. Next, Chicago's going to come out and say, yeah, we're just not going to dye the river green this year.
No, we're not going to do that either.
What?
God. And then, get this. Here's another one. This is when you know Armageddon is coming quick.
Yep.
Wheel of Fortune will begin taping episodes without a studio audience.
What?
Yes. Out of coronavirus concerns.
Do we really want to hear the sounds of the click, 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 click of the wheel in an empty...
Yeah, because
studio.
Isn't part of the joy sounds of Wheel of Fortune is when Pat Sage, when somebody goes, give that wheel a spin, and he spins it, and everybody goes, yay!
They clap.
And they go, 500.
Are they just going to pump that sound in now?
Yeah, they should just bring that in artificially. So there you go. All these things are getting, come
yeah.
on. No St. Patrick's Day parade.
Not,
in Boston?
You know, I mean, here, I'll come up with another bad, but I had this for the bad of the day, too, since we're on the Coachella coronavirus cancellation
tour, yeah.
Yep, South by Southwest was canceled in Austin.
That's right.
That was a huge deal. Now Coachella came out and said, yeah, we're just going to postpone our little festival till the fall.
Oh, goodness. My goodness.
So all those people who descend on the Palm Springs area in California, the Coachella Valley, are going to have to wait now.
So here's where I'm perplexed, all right? South Boston is canceling its St. Patrick's Day parade. Now, listen, I grew up in New England. I did some work in Boston, and I know the people in South Boston. Well, I don't know them, but I know of the people in South Boston. I remember that there was a proposal to move to – there were two times growing up in my early years in the media – there was a proposal to rebuild Fenway Park and put it in South Boston, right? They wanted to build a new stadium for the Red Sox. It was a proposal. It ended up not getting passed because they couldn't do Fenway Park. But then there was also a time where the Patriots were looking for a new home. The Patriots didn't want to be in Foxborough anymore, and there was actually talk about them going to Hartford. And there was also another talk about them going in South Boston. Now, both times, South Boston rejected both of those things. Now, you got to remember... That's an area of the country. I mean, remember, people in South Boston threw tea in the water because they didn't want to pay taxes for it. Okay.
Yes, like, God bless them.
Like, God bless them. I mean, like, they were like, no, we're not paying taxes on your stupid tea. We're going to throw it in the water first before we pay. Right. So they're very proud, right? You don't come in and tell them what to do, right? You don't come in with putting them a stadium in a place where they don't want a stadium and they don't want a stadium there and that's not going to happen. I'm a little surprised that they went, yeah, coronavirus, we're canceling this. I would think they would say, we don't care. We're having St. Patrick's Day parade. If you want to come out, come out. But if you want to stay home, stay home. But we're having the parade. There may be four people watching it, but we're having the parade. And fight the hysteria. But now they're canceling St. Patrick's Day parade. I don't know. I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, when does it end?
When does it end is right.
Are we going to cancel, Little League games next?
I mean, that's what America is.
Pretty soon, no American pie.
Nope.
Got to cancel American pie.
That's it. No, we're done. Telling you what. You know how I said in the first hour this morning I was 50-50 on games being NBA games and NCAA games being fanless?
Yes.
Now that I heard this news, I'm like 70-30 thinking that's going to happen.
I think
St. Patrick's Day parade just got canceled
St.
in Boston.
St. Patrick's Day,
forget it.
I mean, well, it kind of has happened in Santa Clara, where
right.
We said this last hour. Santa Clara is not allowing gatherings of 1,000 people or more.
Amazing.
I mean, I don't know the fan total.
Is that constitutional?
What do you mean?
Can they do that?
Somebody
who's smarter than me in
Michael.
This. Don't you have the freedom of assembly?
Uh-oh.
In the Constitution? I apologize if I'm getting all social studies on you. All right. But I'm wondering, what if I had a group that had 1,200 members and I wanted to put something together? You can't tell me I can't, can you?
No, but 201 of them could not attend.
Right.
They would have to meet up at a different Applebee's.
What if you have one of those mega churches on Sunday?
You can't do it.
No, goodness gracious.
You can only allow, I bet you sit there. There's going to be guys at the counter or at the front door counting people. When they get to 999, they got to turn the parishioners away.
Now, you can only imagine some preacher going, now listen, well, we like to pass the plate around here. Now, here's the deal. It's a lot better when we pass it with 30,000 people in this mega place than 1,000. So just letting you know.
Yes.
It's much better for all of us when that plate passes hands with 30,000 people in this arena.
But for you guys who did show up, reach into your pocket a little bit deeper.
Now, if you look around,
folks. Make up for that 30,000.
There's 29,000 people that are not here today. This place ain't cheap. All right. So nevertheless, that second private plane ain't
buying itself.
No, that's right. That's right. Exactly.
You want another coronavirus news?
Give me another coronavirus. Why not? We're rolling.
Strip
this
clubs are giving away free mask and hand sanitizer.
Okay.
To help
we're
combat
done.
The spread of coronavirus.
That's it. It's over. Just stay home.
Yeah.
It's over.
No, why? What's the point of going out now? If you have to wear gloves and a surgical mask, why go to a strip club at all?
My God. What is that for the patrons or the dancers too?
Sure.
Right?
I have no idea. We just know that only 1,000 of them can't get together.
So when the DJ there goes, ladies and gentlemen, on stage one, we have Candy and Lulu, you'll have to figure out yourself which one's which.
Yep.
Right? It's just.
Get your gloves on, put out your masks.
Right. Goodness gracious. This is nuts.
I mean, because here's the deal, right? Okay. Sure, the gloves and the mask, that'll help for, skin-to-skin contact. But stuffing a dollar bill down a G-string, isn't that still going to spread the disease?
Yeah, sure it will.
I mean, if you have the coronavirus and you're in a strip club, and even though you have a glove on, that dollar is still contaminated, I would believe.
That's right. I would think so.
Or are you just going to make it rain with nickels and dimes?
I would think so. That's right. Crazy. That is nuts.
Coronavirus.
All right. Coming up next, Frankenberry on Twitter has asked a very good question. We're going back to the Dak Prescott story because of the amount of money that Prescott is going to be getting and going to be getting very soon, either through a franchise tag on Thursday or coming to terms with a new long-term deal. And he asked this question. With all this talk about money for football players, makes you wonder, would they play if they were making 50 grand a year or less like the average American? I got an answer for you, and that's next on SB Nation AM.